You're tuned to the Rosie on the House Show with Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. Call with your landscaping questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
World revolves around Saturday. That's when our broadcast is, but we understand not everyone else can or can get in during the broadcast. That's why we have RosieOnTheHouse.com, R-O-S-I-E on TheHouse.com. For guys like Matt, who has...
Well, before you do that, let me just say, it's hard to get in many times, but today people are sleeping in. We've got open lines. 1-888-767-4348. Give us a ring with your landscaping design question. Here with Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping.
Matt had ryegrass that looked great, but it died. And his Bermuda won't come up. He's a religious fertilizer. He follows all the directions. He's a faithful listener, but his Bermuda won't come up.
That's unusual because Bermuda grass is actually pretty easy to grow. I don't know every thing about what Matt's dealing with there, but the steps I would take at this point would be to mulch the areas that are bare, to lightly scarify the soil, just scuff it up a little bit so you get good root contact, especially if you have any old dead rye or anything in those areas. Get that out of there. It's going to interfere with the root contact. The Bermuda will grow by rhizomes and stolons, little runners, and while you're doing that scarification, you want to be careful not to damage the Bermuda, so it's just very light. Mulch it, and then you need to water a little more frequent because if you've let it go this far and you didn't get rid of the rye back a few months ago when we should have, then the Bermuda has been delayed, and you're going to need to water a little more frequently to repair that lawn more than you necessarily would to keep a healthy lawn going. 9 times out of 10, that'll take care of the problem, unless there's a soil issue or there's a shade issue or something else, and shade, of course, could be a problem. Hopefully, he's got 6 or 8 hours of sun in those areas a day at least.
Waiting a little bit too long to take his rye down.
Yes.
I'm guilty. My house, my yard is perfect. At my rental house, it's not so good. I procrastinated. I knew I was waiting too long, and now that yard is nothing but weeds and Bermuda desperately trying to come back to life, and I'm just pouring the water to it.
Yeah, and it'll come back. I mean, but it is.
I got a nice field of spurge right now.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Then opportunists kick in, right?
Man.
So then we get the weeds. So yeah, that's all just a reminder that we need to be aware that you've got to do that transition early. If you do it and do it quickly, do it right, save yourself the headache and have a much nicer summer lawn.
And it's like trimming a rose bush. You're having to do it while the rye still looks good. So
yes.
You're thinking, I can get more out of this.
You can. But just won't have a nice-looking summer lawn.
You're missing your transition zone. Exactly.
Yeah.
So. Exactly.
And this doesn't really pertain to him because it's the entire lawn he's having a hard time with. But every part of my two south lawns, front and backyard, the first 4 to 5 feet are dead. And we have just had such a windy season. I go out there when the sprinklers are on. I stand there, and the wind is just blowing that water so far. I have to go water by hand that section to get it to grow in. That's a
upwind side.
You're supposed to be watering early in the morning when the winds aren't kicked up.
It does. It goes off at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
It's just that windy out where we're at.
And I'd even water earlier. Try to get that watering done right before the sun comes up. That's the best time to finish your watering.
Start it, yeah.
Because the sun drives the winds.
I get up early enough as it is, man. This is the summertime. I don't want to set it back to 4 o'clock here. William wrote in. He's got an interesting situation. His mom lives with him. Mm-hmm. And she grew up on a farm, and she misses being in the dirt. And he'd like, but she's disabled, so she can't get down in the garden. So he'd like to build some deep raised beds. He says he's pretty handy with woodwork and wants to know the best options for putting together some raised beds for.
In Arizona, with the harsh sun we have, I am not a real big proponent of using wood in raised gardens and moisture in the sun. They just have a tendency to deteriorate. I am a big believer in using masonry products, particularly Belgard has some very nice dry stack products.
I mean, if you go to Belgard.com,
yes,
go to their products tab and click on retaining walls, it is full of ideas.
And they're beautiful.
And they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. A little geotech material behind that, build it the size that you want, as high as you need it, geotech it, fill it with your
premium
top
soil blend.
Mm-hmm. And whack. I mean, throw a little irrigation in there, and it's so much easier than taking years and years and years of taking the Arizona native soil and trying to get enough compost and nutrients in it to finally get it going. I am a Bellegarde raised planter man. Jennifer wants to double our garden, and I am not going to double it at ground level. It's going to be doubled in a Bellegarde retaining wall.
Yeah, you get to modify the soil. You get to do everything you need to do. It's so much easier. And then, of course, in a handicap situation, build it to the height that makes it easy for her to be able to get to it. Wheel up right next to it, make it narrow so she can get to it from both sides. That's an awesome idea.
Just high enough to keep the rabbits out of it.
It helps.
Oh, man.
He's in Casa Grande. Horizon has a great showroom. They've got a beautiful Bellegarde display that they've built there. I got to see it last time I was driving back from Tucson. I stopped in and you visit there, take a look at it. A couple other options that just depending on time and, you know, your time putting this together. Something that's neat, it's not as deep as you're hoping for, so this wouldn't be your ideal carrot. But if you're looking for herbs or a shallow root, that take a look at Flower Street Urban Gardens. They do vertical
gardening.
That's
a great option.
And a lot of the stuff that you'll see on the website goes on a block wall, or it goes against your masonry underneath. They do it under kitchen windows a lot.
Great space saver.
But they also have brackets that they make that you can roll it around. So you've got three or four tiers on both sides. And talk about something that space saving and convenient. And it, like I said, if you're on
a
back patio,
he'd even build one lower for someone in a wheelchair.
Sure.
You could just contact him, and he'd custom fabricate one for you.
Or if he doesn't have one already, that's something he could go pick up today.
Yeah.
Get the compost on the way home, have seeds in this afternoon.
Yeah.
And he's going to be growing. So there's another option.
Two great options.
And then the third one, take a look at raised bed brackets. It's something that comes, they're prefabricated metal ends that you can help quick snap together. All the reasons we don't like wood, and this isn't.
But it is simple.
It's simple, and again, he could get the brackets today, grab the wood today. It's something he could be done with tonight. It takes a little bit of time with the Bellegarde to do it right. You've got to get your base flat.
It's an investment.
And so if you're looking to get started today, here's a couple options.
Yep.
So you can get that started, and then start investing in your Bellegarde retaining options. It'll be there for generations. And one more quick one before we get to the calls, because they had completely exploded when Dad gave out the number at the bottom of the hour. Karen, long time listener, just moved into a new home. Backyard is completely undeveloped. We want a hot tub. We want a mist system. We want raised planters. Planters. But I need a design.
Great.
Where do you start?
You call us. That's great. You've got the wish list. Now you've got your punch list of items that you want. And now we need to look at the use of space, look at, obviously, sun exposure, shade, and make it happen. We need to do a little bit of conceptual sketching and show her how we can take those elements and fit them into her space.
You don't have to be so bashful. You can give your phone number.
Okay. 480-922-9497. Give us a call. We'll come out and see you.
One more time.
Well, 480-922-9497.
And you service what areas of the valley?
The Metro Valley. Mm-hmm. If you're in the Metro Valley, we'll be happy to come see you for a free consultation.
Very good.
And no matter what part of the great state of Arizona you live in, if you hit landscape,
Tucson, category, it's Magic Garden. And up in
they're a nursery.
Yep.
And a landscape install company.
Yes, absolutely. Great people. Family owned and operated for a long time. And then up in Yavapai County, we've got Vicente Landscaping. So y'all looking to get something done? We've got the local expert. We are the referral network that's rated number one in the state because we're community, locally focused, but we're statewide powerful.
Let's start with Barry and Tempe on trees. Barry, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I'm hoping one of you can tell me that there's a product out there that I can treat my dying African sumac with, so when I cut it down and want to pull it out, it'll make that pulling out job easier.
So you want the roots extra special, dead and rotted?
That's what I'm hoping for.
I'm not familiar with anything. I think that's something he could call Integrity Tree Service
or an arborist. Yeah.
I think what most will tell you is you cut it down, you leave the stump, and then you apply your brush and stump killer to that.
How big a tree are we talking?
African sumac? How big is that?
It could be bush to those ones that on the ASU campus. I mean, those are giant.
So that would be probably an arborist question, and they could take it down for you as well. If you're looking to cut it down and gradually haul it out to the street, I guess there's nothing wrong with that. It'd take a little while. Good luck with the project. Let's see how we can help David. Back on trees, he wants to put a cottonwood in. All right. David, welcome.
Hi, guys. Actually, I'm a glutton for punishment, and every time I buy a house, I decide to, tear all the landscape out and do it myself.
Good for you.
So we bought a place in Queen Creek. It's a little over an acre, and I've got cottonwoods lining my back fence and my side fence. And I pulled a big pine out, and my wife wants to keep the same style of tree because I got rid of the circle drive, graded the front so I could bring the irrigation up.
Nice.
So I would be putting it along what's left of the circle drive, maybe two or three of them, probably about 10 to 15 feet from the house. But I was talking to some guys, and they said that cottonwoods are not good to put anywhere near the house. Is that true, or...?
That's a big tree. That sounds a little close to me. I consider having a little further away from the house, a root system.
If you like to clean your roof off with leaf drop, if you like to fix damage from broken limbs, if you like tree roots heaving your foundation.
Yeah, that was where I was going with that one, right.
That's a good option for you.
I'd keep that one out in the distance. That's a big tree. That's a vista tree. That's one you want out in the backyard where you can look at it in the distance. I'd consider another option closer to the house or consider the layout.
Now, picture his property. He's on an acre
in Queen
Creek. So it's not a new home, I'm guessing. This is...
76.
Yeah, it's probably masonry, ranch style.
Yeah.
What would you recommend? I mean, you don't want to make it look like a track home now. You've got such a unique property.
Exactly, and it really is going to depend upon the neighboring properties, the look and the feel of the neighborhood to suggest a tree. I mean, another nice shade tree that has some good characteristics, you get a shade tree pretty quick, is the Indian rosewood or sisu. That's a nice tree. If you want a real green feel to it and still a pretty big tree, maybe a Chinese elm, evergreen elm, that's a nice tree too. Those are little greener trees that fit into that feel of a greener neighborhood.
And Queen Creek, you could go out to A&P Nursery and take a look at what they have there as well. Your local nursery usually has the best of what your local neighborhood has. 1-888-767-4348.